You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
John vividly remembers the end of World War II. He was on a Navy destroyer when a kamikaze pilot dove for the battleship New Jersey. The blast from an AA gun and the plane's explosion severely burned John's eyes. It was the last thing John would ever see. If you're a blinded veteran or know someone who is, call BVA at 800-669-7079. That number again, 800-669-7079 for the Blinded Veterans Association.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Hi, remember me? This is Gary. Once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. You just can't beat that. And we have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And now we have a catering for you and your parties. So call your local Sonny's Barbecue today. And don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. So go to our website today. That's sunnysbbq.com. That's spelled sunnysbbq.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. That's right. This is the radio station that's called Blind and Beyond. That's right. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. And I'm your host. Name is Michael. My two co-hosts today, Lynn Golder.
I'm here.
And Big Dave.
Still here.
It's me. What's up?
And his fantastic Big Dave's wife, Brenda.
It's true.
Hello. And behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw.
Don't tell nobody.
Yes, it's out.
And listen, folks,
nice
you want to miss if you missed any part of the show, if you want to know anything what's going on, look at our website. We've got a lot going on. Our website is blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And don't forget, when you do blind and, don't forget to do A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And
it's blind friendly.
And by the way, you can... One of our listeners just was confused as to how to listen, and you can just stream it right from our homepage.
You can stream
live.
It. You can
There's
stream
a button
it.
There. It says yeah. Listen live.
You can listen. You can stream it. Oh, by the way, you can Listen on this one. 518. Listen to, I'm going to say it again. 518-712-0057. If you do that, you can listen anywhere in this country on your cell phone. 518-712-0057. That's only listening only. Anyway, it's time for trivia. I can't wait for this one. One of my favorite songs in the past. Okay, you all should know this song. This was a big song.
It was.
Okay, big song. 407-894-1680. 407. I'm going to say it again. 407-894-1680.
That's a song for Jeopardy. I recognize
Who
it.
Who is singing this song? This was a monster. This was a monster song. Who's singing the song? Who's singing it?
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah, on a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking above.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk.
Okay, so who is singing that song? Big song. 407-894-1680.
It was me and Chris. Chris and I were singing that.
407-894-1680. Who sang that song?
Yes.
Okay.
This is under a special song to our friends in Sanford.
Under the boardwalk.
The boardwalk.
Really?
Boardwalk.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
You know, when you're whispering to your husband, you can hear that on the radio. Just tell
our secrets so are out there.
It's a reality show.
You wouldn't believe some of the stuff she just,
so
just had,
real,
too.
It is so real, isn't it?
Couldn't be more real.
It was sweet little nothings going into
David's
ear.
It was some incredible stuff. I was turning red for a second there, wasn't I, Chris?
Under the boardwalk.
Yeah.
People tune in every week. They're waiting for us to slip up so they can hear something really good.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, right.
You never know.
All right, the lines are wide open. Who's singing the song? You can call in right now, 407-894-1680.
Hey, Michael.
Yes. I'm here.
When Tom Babcock, our friend Tom Babcock, is going to be calling in.
Yep, at
the second
8:15,
hour.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time.
And we're
going
to be talking about communication and socialization.
And socialization, that's
but
right.
But anyway, I found this, it's kind of relevant to what he's going to be talking about. I found this poem, and it's called Don't Quit.
That's my motto anyway.
By Anonymous.
Yeah. He's got a caller.
So I'm going to read this poem while we're waiting for some callers. It's called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and its turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when they might have won had they stuck it out. Don't give up, though, the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to be a faint and faltering man. Often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learned too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Success is failure turned inside out. The silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. So I kind of...
Amen.
And let me just say this to you.
This is kind of relevant to
that was great.
Yes, thank you, Tom, was going to be talking about.
Yeah, but let me just say this to you. In the movie, Rocky. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was the last one. 1 second, Chris.
He's a baseball player, right?
1 second.
Okay.
No. He used a line that I'll never forget, and I use it all the time. And the line he said, he was talking to his son, it's not how many times you've been knocked down. It's how many times you get up. It's how many times you get up and what you do when you get up.
Right.
Because anybody can quit. That's the easy part.
I love this one.
Anybody can quit. And I'll tell you something right now. Absolutely. I know, because I never quit. So the point that I'm saying this way, in the world outside, just remember one thing. You can. Remember those words, I can. Not I can't, but I can. Those are the big words, I can. Who's on the line right now?
And I can tell you the names on the line right now.
Okay.
That's have Lenny from Orlando and Jody from New Hampshire.
Okay. No way.
Who's first?
Orlando was in Florida.
Who was in first? Who was first?
Lenny.
Lenny?
Yes, sir.
Was from
Orlando.
Orlando. And Lenny, we have a young caller. Lady from New Hampshire.
Lenny might be a new caller.
Okay. Lenny, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lenny.
Are you a first-time caller, Lenny?
Yes, I am.
Well,
wonderful.
Wow.
Okay. Welcome. Are you sighted?
Well, somewhat, yeah.
Okay, because I just would love to know. That's okay. So, Lenny, let me ask you a question. Who do you think is singing the song?
I believe it's the Drifters.
Yeah.
100%. Wow, you are right, mister.
All right.
I hope you like Sonny's Barbecue. Because that's
well,
what you get. You're getting a
$10. I'm not a barbecue man, but I'll go.
What?
As long as they have beef ribs, I'll go.
They got beef ribs.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
They got beef ribs. I'm telling you.
Let me know when you're going. Brendan, I'll go with you.
They got beef ribs. They
make got, sure they're good.
They got chicken. Okay. They got great chicken. They got all kinds of things. So if you don't like pork, they got all kinds of beef ribs. They got they got chicken.
So Lenny, hold on.
Got this mouth-watering, delicious, off-the-chain beef rib, smoking hot.
Hey, Lenny, feel free to call again, man. Even when it's not trivia, you can call us.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Wait,
don't hang up.
Wait. Don't hang up. You got to give your address and so forth.
We want to send you a bracelet.
I want to speak to the young lady from New Hampshire.
That's right. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Bye, Lenny.
Jody.
Jody, you there from New Hampshire?
Hold on. Like, I'm working this thing out.
Okay.
He's got to plug her in.
All righty, here we go.
Say goodbye to Lenny and hello to Jody.
Jody.
Hey, I got the right answer, but I'm second, so I don't get the
wrong answer. You have to call faster next time.
Not in our eyes. You're still number one, there but
you
you're still...
Well, you know, I went to call, and my phone prompted me to update.
I hate that.
Oh, don't you hate that when you're doing thing. Something? Yeah, Michael doesn't understand that. Sometimes I'm doing things. He goes, oh, where's WIP? Where's WIP? I said, you have to wait. It's updating.
We're going to have another trivia in about 15 minutes. We'll have another trivia, maybe 20.
All right. By the way, I love that poem.
Thank
Me
you.
Me too.
I may read it again another day.
You know where I saw it? In Touch the Top of the World by Eric Weidenmeier.
Really?
But this one His says by anonymous. It says anonymously written, so I don't know.
I don't know who wrote it, but it was Eric Weidenmeier's dad used to read him that poem every night.
No kidding.
He made it to the top of Mount.
That was by Mary Anonymous. You know, Mary's very famous.
Well, I will read it again on another show if you like it. I appreciate it. So the last time we spoke to you, Jody, there was a lot of snow. I don't think that's the case today.
Oh, no. It's beautiful now.
Oh, great.
We finally have spring, although I have some personal sadness. I found out my guide dog has cancer.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Sorry to hear that.
I was just going to ask you about your guide dog.
So yeah, difficult. No, and he's only 7 years old.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
and
that.
And he's my heart dog, too. I've never been closer to a dog than I am to him. Oh. He's really something.
Is he getting treatment?
Well, I've got him while I've got him.
Is he getting any treatment?
There wouldn't be any point.
No.
And I wouldn't put it to him. Yeah, we just postpone
the inevitable. Yes.
Right. I have him while I have him, and he's happy now. So
right. Enjoy the time and make memories while he's there with you.
He's not working in harness anymore. I'm using my cane, and I'm letting him sniff and go wherever he wants to go.
And what is his name? What is his name?
His name is Walker, and he's a white shepherd.
We'll be thinking about Walker and you for sure.
Well, thank you very much. Well, yes, we're going to definitely be keeping you in our thoughts.
Hey, where in New Hampshire are you?
In Swansea, which is in the southwest corner.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's over on the east side of the state.
Okay. I've got friends that got property up there in a Sandwich, and I guess they made a couple movies there, I think. Maybe on Golden Pond, I believe, was up there.
And did you ever see the movie Jumanji?
Yes.
Yep.
That was filmed here.
Okay, cool.
Jody, do you ever go on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, when you get a chance, go to Blind to Be on Radio Show, okay, and check it out. And we always have news and updates there.
Okay, great. I think I have liked it.
Oh, so good, good. We'll spread the word. Okay, well, thank you, Jody. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good to talk to you. Hang in there.
And our prayers for Walker.
Love listening to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we had a few people. We're going to break.
Yep.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stamped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com. Quack, 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 quack.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider and is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com. We are back.
You're not kidding.
We are back. That's right. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have on the line right now a young man from Orlando, Florida. His name is Tom Babcock. Tom, you there?
Yeah, good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Tom.
So, Tom.
Good evening. It's a Sunday wet evening, but that's okay.
That's true.
Okay, it's wet outside.
Yeah.
That means I walk in between the drops.
You should.
I've been wet all day around here.
I don't want to get wet. Especially my hat. That's right.
You might shrink.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
So, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about communications and talking to people and communications and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Socialization.
Socialization and communication.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to bring up was is those of us that are, you know, totally blind or visually impaired, you know, a lot of times, you know, some of us are at that retirement age and we don't work or we're stuck at home a lot. And I was just have noticed that, oh, some, you know, a friend said, well, I'll call you on Tuesday or I'll call you on, you know, Wednesday night and we'll talk or, you know, and of course we kind of expect it and it doesn't happen.
Let's do lunch, I call it.
Yeah, let's do lunch. That's very big. Let's do lunch.
And, yeah, it happens a lot. Or even your own family. You know, if we, you know, I live in Florida. Mine live in Cleveland, Ohio. And a lot of times it's like I have to call them, you know, catch up, which is okay. But if you say you're going to call somebody, please do call somebody. It does make a big difference in our lives.
It does.
You know. You have to be in my world.
Yeah.
Then you, look for people to sponsor or advertising or be in the business world. Most people in business world, you're lucky if people call you back.
Everybody's behind the email and the texting.
Yeah, they want to text
don't
you.
People don't want to talk anymore.
And when you're blind like myself and like you, texting don't help.
Well, people text me. There is technology to help us, but still a nice conversation really brightens your day, especially with someone, you know, like if you haven't talked to somebody, but yeah, pick up the phone and call them. Call them. You know, call me. You know, it's nice to talk to somebody. And just because we're blind or visually impaired doesn't mean we can't communicate. And, you know, we have a lot of things to say. We're smart. We're still smart. You know.
Very.
But, you know, there are devices. If you want to do texting and emailing, you can do that on your phone. If you get an iPhone or... there are classes that will help you out to figure that out. I'm still in training, but I got an iPhone, but I'm getting better at it.
We're always going to be learning. This is Dave, Tom. I've got an iPhone too, and I'll tell you what, I couldn't do without mine.
Well, that's what I was told by several people that are either totally blind or pretty close to it, that said you need to get an iPhone. It'll be your best friend. I am learning. I went to see Casey at Lighthouse, and I'll tell you what, man, he helped a lot, especially with learning how to text. You know, you just talk to it and listening to your emails, and it does help a lot.
Well, he is the expert, and that's definitely a great way to get started. But on top of the phone automatically doing stuff for you, you can you actually go in there manually and read stuff separately. And at some point, you might want to take a full, you know, maybe a few extra classes to really dive into it, because there's so many tools in there that you'll use every day once you know.
You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing? When you talk to Casey, Casey's totally blind.
It is amazing. And you sit in his office, he grabs your iPhone. He can find anything on that iPhone that I didn't even know was there.
Right, and he's totally blind.
And he's totally blind, and he'll say, here, just do this, and I'll put all these files in this file, and I'll move this over here and do that. And he goes, there you go. Now just show me how you just flip through it. And I showed him how, you know, take your finger and, you know, slide left to right. You know, you turn it on, you know, take three fingers and slide up and down. He goes, oh, you're ahead of the game. You're okay.
That's
just
nice.
Go home and, you know, keep using it, and the more you use it, the more you get used to it.
When I met his wife, Judy Matthews, that was the first blind person I met from Lighthouse.
Uh-huh.
And I was amazed because I didn't know she was blind.
And she's an amazing person.
Yeah, because I didn't know she was blind. Because I asked her something about the cell phone, and one thing led to another. I said, wait a minute. Can you tell me about my cell phone? Are you sighted? And she said, no, I'm blind. I said, wait a minute. How can you tell me about my phone? You never saw my blind phone before. Mm-hmm. And then she said, basically, all the numbers are pretty much always the same. The one, the three. The one, the two, and the three, the top line, then the second line, and she started telling me in the middle is the five, right. And all these things, she started telling
me.
It's amazing.
All the keyboards are the same. The five is in the middle,
yep.
And on a lot of your home phones, those five will have a little notch on it. So if you can't see it, just feel for the five, and then you can explore the keypad. and make phone calls.
Same way with remotes. A lot of times, TV right. remotes, they got to raise dot on
know,
the fine.
You know what's wrong with my phone? I have a problem with my phone. The last line is 7, 8, and 9, right?
Yes.
Okay. And below the 8 is a 0.
Correct.
Okay. Now here's my problem. Below the 0 is 911.
Oh, my God.
So my wife, thank God, after I called 911 a couple of times, and I kept on saying, I'm a mistake, I'm blind, I'm sorry. They still come to your house because once you call, they come to your house.
I put a little piece of that tactile Velcro from Lighthouse.
There you go.
Over the 0.
Sticky thing.
It's a sticky thing. Go. So now I can feel the 0 because I was always calling 911. I don't know why. I have a Jitterbug phone, which I love, but Gary's got the same phone as me, Gary Sinclair.
Yes.
And his 911 is not in the same spot as mine. Mine is below the 0, which is terrible for a 911 for a blind person.
We're going to set it up where it's going to give him a little electric jolt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not to change the subject, Tom, but I was doing a little bit of research when I heard that you wanted to talk about socializing.
Yes, ma'am.
And one of the things I read, this is really interesting, that even though you don't see, the article says you should use eye contact and other body language as much as you can. And just because someone's blind doesn't mean he shouldn't look, quote unquote, at the other people when speaking to them. And that obviously we wouldn't make direct eye contact, but it just lets the other person know that you're focused and engaged.
Right.
So I thought that was very interesting.
It is. It is. And if you notice, when you go out to, like I went to breakfast this morning, and the server came over, and she saw my cane, and she said, okay, I can hear you. I can see you. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what, I just kept my head up like I was talking to her normally. And using the same hand gestures and stuck out my hand to shake her hand. And if she couldn't have been nicer and, you know, brought my food, set my drink right in front of me, and made my plate like a clock, you know, my toast was at 12 and my omelet was at 3 and home fries were at 9 o'clock, and you think of your plate as a clock and it works. But how did she know that? I mean, it was wonderful that she did.
And it is unusual that she knew that.
But you know what? You're right. If you use the same gestures that you normally hold your head up and be proud of, you know, be proud of yourself.
Well, another thing that it says, another thought it says is be confident in yourself. And it says that you can be particularly difficult if you just lost your sight. But you seem really confident. You're amazing because we know that you recently lost your sight just 6 months ago. And you're just amazingly confident.
I was afraid for 7 weeks to go out of the house because everybody was going out to dinner, out to breakfast. And I said, no, I'll just stay home. Just bring me some. I'll stay home. And I'll tell you what, the first time I did it, it was like, wow, I can do this. And you feel better about yourself.
That's right.
Once you get out of the house, once you take that first step and start socializing and getting into restaurants and going to the grocery store, you come home and you feel like you jumped over the moon. I mean, it was
just a
good feeling.
And the big words are I can. Not I can, but I can. I can and I can.
I can do this.
Right.
I can do this.
Right.
I can take that first step. You know, and I am worth it.
Correct.
Absolutely.
That's another thing to keep saying. I am worth it. And, you know, so people don't call you. So when you call them, just say, hey, I'm worth it. You know, what's going on in your life? And, you know, let them talk about their life. You know.
Right, because it's not always about talking. It's not always about talking about yourself. It's good to listen to people.
I have a good friend, you know, good friends in St. Pete, Jody and Carl, and every time they hear me on the radio, they call and we talk. Well, what are you doing now? Have you gone over to the Lighthouse? Are you taking another class? What's going on? Did you go to this meeting? Did you go? Yeah, I mean, they're very interested in what I'm doing, mm-hmm. and they're so proud of me. I mean, it's amazing.
Encouragement is important.
Yes, it is.
Especially in a world where you feel like you're constantly beat up.
But, you know, you have to get out and socialize. There are groups out there that you can join. I've joined two different. Well, I went to a meeting on yesterday, the NFB with Sherry,
mm-hmm.
and I met some new people. And there's activities that they do, and there's a lot of things that they, you know, they plan. Like they plan little outings in restaurants, or you know, like the Tijuana Flats was a lot of fun.
And you also joined GOCB, right?
Yes, yes. And that's another, that's a bigger group, and met a whole lot of people that, you know what, and I sat down on the last GOCB meeting, sat down to a gentleman, and I just got my iPhone. He goes, well, here, let me show you a few things. All of a sudden, they just start, you know, coming in together as friends, and like, that's, you know, nice. They have something in common, and let me help you with your iPhone, and this is what you do with this, and, you know, and it was, like, very helpful.
And you got some common ground starting off with the...
You're right.
That you can compare notes, you know?
Well, yeah, but if I had sat at home, I would have never met that person.
Right.
You know, and if... thank God, you know, for Gary Sinclair to push me to go to these things, and then I met. That's how I met Sherry. And
well, and plus one other thing to consider is it's great that you're going getting to all these different organizations that are blind related, but and of course they are helpful for learning lots of new skills and learning how people do stuff, get around and whatnot. But there are plenty of organizations where. You don't have to be blind. You know that you could. There's certainly, if there's a particular area that you're interested in, you can get into organizations where people are sighted. And yeah. sometimes, yeah. and I have found there were sometimes it might be just a tiny bit out of their comfort zone, maybe even out of our comfort zone to go into a group that might be all sighted. But you know what? Most of the time people embrace it, and they're just a little worried, maybe not know how to approach. Things well, at the very beginning, but you can right. you can take care yeah. of that.
I agree with you. Sometimes they don't know how to handle you, but sometimes that's on our part to educate them how to move us around a room. Let me grab
right.
your elbow. We have to educate them.
No, it's true, and that's what I've found.
Do that, but once I've done that to several friends of mine, like going to the grocery store or going through a restaurant. And going, hey, this is kind of fun. I can get you out now. I can just drag you right. anywhere. You
well, know? even going to a doctor's office, you know, sometimes exactly. the person calling you back doesn't know how to guide you. And I immediately would just say, let me grab your arm.
Yes.
And immediately they're totally at ease because they were just looking for direction. So
especially in the doctor's office, I had her. She goes, I was going back. And she says, how do you want to do this? I said, let me grab the back of your arm. And you just walk and I'll follow you. You know, and it works. You know, it works out. But I think it's, you know, up to us to help educate.
Absolutely, a lot of people just don't know.
It's up to yourself to be aggressive. That's the whole issue. In this world of today, if you are visually impaired and blind, you have to. Well, even the sighted people. Today's world, you have to be aggressive. You're just going to sit there and say, "I'm blind. I can't do anything." You lose. That's it.
Well, that's why you have to be aggressive. Call Lighthouse. You know, get involved with Lighthouse at first. That'll get you off the couch, number one. You know, that will get
you. And teach you some very important skills, too.
I mean, the best thing it did January 8th is when I walked into that classroom. And that's what got me.
Yeah, but why'd you do it? Why'd you do it in the first place?
Because I didn't want to sit at home, and I didn't want to be miserable, and I didn't want to be depressed, and I'm not a couch sitter. And I said, I'm going to be blind. Okay, let's go. Let's go something.
Wait. I want you to listen what you're saying. This is the difference. Go back to the words you just said. You took the reality that you're blind. Is that right? You took that.
That's correct.
You accepted it. That was the first step. The second step is you say, okay, let's go. Let's go do something, right? You took that step. Well, a lot of people listen to the show haven't taken that step. They're just sitting there saying, I'm blind. I can't do anything.
Things are changing.
And that's where they're wrong because you can. Just remember the words, I can and I can.
Will.
And that's a good word. Yeah. I will and I can.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people that were in the class, your independent living class, they were in the same boat. So that.
Yeah, and some of them had been back there a second and third time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And, but. You know, and we had a really nice graduation, like I think I told you last time I was on. But joining some of these social groups, they're a lot of fun, and you meet people that are in your same position. So I think right now, it's only been 7 months, I'm willing to meet people in the same position so I can relate to that and learn
right.
from
Thank
other
you.
People. I've
yes.
met some people that have been blind for 33 years and, you know, 20 years and, you know, over 40 years, and I'm learning skills from them.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? They're going to probably learn something from you, too,
Absolutely.
Believe it or not. So,
well, Thank you, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Tom.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
And thank you. Listen up after the break. David doesn't know it, but I think he's going to be singing a song. You're up to it, Dave?
I'll do my best.
Okay. We're going to go to break. And, Tom, thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Take care, Tom.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Dave.
We're going to break. We come back. Let's hear from Big Dave.
Yes.
Going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best. That's right. Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles. Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
We're back. This is Michael, and this is Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. In a minute, we're going to hear from Big Dave.
Man, what has happened this hour? It's gone by so fast.
Before that, we're going to have a trivia. And it's a trivia right now. You should all know this song, the number one song. Let's play it. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a monster song, number one.
I already know it, the first couple notes.
Oh, that's easy.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
One of the most famous.
But then
piano.
I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
All right. Who was singing that song? Everybody,
Chris
the mother,
Shaw
the cousins should know that song. I used to work out on that song when I was single back in those days. I used to work out, and I used to move and groove. That's right. They used to call me Rubber Legs. Now I can hardly walk, but in those days, I was Rubber Legs, and I used to be that, and I used to work out. Right, who's on the line right now?
Somebody that knows.
Yep.
Oh, both lines are lit now. I understand. I hear people calling in.
They're lining up.
Then we're going to hear Big Dave.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. It was so nice.
Okay, so who's on the line first? Who's on the line second? You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, 407-894-1680. That's the number to call in. Okay, so who's first and who's second? Where are they calling from?
We got Jody from...
Oh, she's determined.
Good.
Oh, she's it first. Is.
I shouldn't pick favorites, but I hope Jody gets it.
She's
Jody from
it.
Where? Let's
New Hampshire.
Let's Jody from New Hampshire. Well, who is the second person?
Mystery call.
And the second is Sheila from Orlando.
Right.
Sheila's from Orlando.
It's a race to the finish.
Okay. Jody was first. Jody.
Yeah.
You're live on Orlando. Jody,
Diamond.
That's 100% right.
Yay.
Ding, 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 ding.
You just won. Jody from New Hampshire, she called back. She was determined.
I got that one just even with the theme music.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
So did Dave.
Just the first couple notes. All we
right.
knew. Well,
Neil Diamond, that's right. So you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts or Baskin Robbins ice cream.
Okay, so give Chris your
awesome.
Address. And David's going to play now, okay?
That was Jody.
And thanks for calling back.
All right.
And Sheila.
Way to
sorry,
go,
Ms.
Jody.
Sheila.
Thanks,
she's
Jody.
There?
I think he has her address.
Sheila?
But...
Sheila, are you there?
Oh, no, Sheila hung up.
Sheila hung up.
Aww.
Okay.
She's mad at us
she's
now.
Sheila.
Okay, now we're going to hear from Big Dave.
All righty.
Hey, so who was tuned into the wedding yesterday? I'm
what
sure
wedding,
somebody.
What wedding? What you get married?
The right. big wedding, my
the big
friend.
Wedding.
It's only the wedding.
Big
the,
Harry. Big Harry.
The wedding that like 2 billion people were tuned
big
into.
Harry, big Harry.
Beautiful wedding.
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
You know, there's a lot of people that were tuned into that.
Yeah.
And this is one of those songs featured.
It's a good song for this.
I know that Michael knows who does this song. When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light you'll see, well, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, won't you stand by me? Oh darling, won't you stand by me? Oh baby, won't you stand by me? And if the sky you look upon it ever tumble and fall, and the mountain should tumble into the sea,
Well, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, won't you stand by me? Oh, won't you stand by me? Oh, darling, won't you stand by me? Darling, won't you stand by me? Oh, won't you stand by me? Oh, baby, won't you stand by me? Oh, darling, won't you stand by me?
David and Brenda Hildebrand, let me tell you something.
Dedicated to the wedding people yesterday.
That's great.
You know, that was sung originally by Benny King.
That's true.
And he was originally the lead singer from the Drifters.
There you go.
You guys ready for a caller? We have
ready.
A caller. We have Donna calling from Groveland, Florida.
Groveland.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey.
What's happening out in Groveland?
Well, it's raining. What else?
Yeah, we got that over here too, babe.
Is this our friend Donna that was sitting in the hot seat?
Yeah.
All right. Nice to hear from you, Donna.
Yep. And I just wanted to say that, well, I love the poem.
Thank you.
Song, of course.
I didn't write it, but thank you for appreciating it.
But I wanted to also talk about groups, you know, socializing.
Yes.
And I actually joined in a Red Hat group, which most of, you know, all the people are cited. But they're so wonderful because it's amazing. You know, you join the group and you have your cane and you say, you know, I'm visually impaired. I'm not totally blind, but, you know. And they're so wonderful. It's like, oh,
what was the name of the group?
We'll
Redheads?
Get you. Yeah, they're wonderful.
All redheads. Okay, my wife can't belong.
Are you saying Red Hat Society?
Red Hair. Red Hair.
The Red Hat Society. It's
hats.
A ladies' group.
Hats.
Oh, hats. I thought of hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our son
H-A-T.
Yes. Our son has red hair, so no. it's a hat. The red hat. It's a ladies' society. It's been around. Michael, where have you been? So anyway, Donna.
They do all kinds of cool stuff.
I'm so glad because they do. They do a lot of reach out.
Good for you, girl. You're jumping right in there.
That's right. And I also wanted to talk about, when I first started listening to Michael back 2013, I got a jitterbug phone, and I absolutely loved it, except now, of course, everything's smart. And
well, they have a smartphone also.
I know. Well, yeah. I just got one. Mm-hmm. I just got one, and I was looking to see when Michael said his zero was 911, but mine isn't, thank God.
Good. So. They must have had enough complaints from Michael.
Believe me, he's called plenty, and they do come to the house, and then he walks around the house, make sure I'm not beating Michael up, and or all this stuff, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Serious.
Well, one thing that I have to share that, you know, thank God for my son, because he looks at the phone. Because with the smartphone, I can't really see everything, you know. So I have to have a magnifier to really look at, like, the texts or whatever.
Right.
But my son was looking at the phone, and he said, you know, you're way over your data usage. And I was like, what? I had no idea how I did that, you know. And so I had
talk
to call him and say, I don't know what I did, but it was bad, obviously.
You're not watching any of those funny movies, are you? You know, they take a lot of data.
Don't listen to them.
You have to get unlimited data if you can. Unlimited.
Yeah, well, they don't. Yeah, no, I didn't get that. But they were very nice to me because I was brand new, you know, smartphone user. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you know, we can one-time credit, you know, since I didn't do anything. I didn't know what I did.
And, right. And they don't want you to quit their service either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know what they did for me was turn it off. They told my son how to turn off that feature because, I don't want to do that. I wanted a phone, you know. I don't really want to text because I can't see it anyway. But Yeah, so I'm glad that you were talking about the iPhone, because I know that's available, but I don't have that. But I like the Jitterbug. I've always liked the Jitterbug because you just call the operator
that's
and they do everything for you.
Yeah, right. And now they give at least on Michael's, it comes with 200 slots. You know, 200 names in your
50.
Directory. Yeah, so that's great.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're wonderful, and I really enjoy the Jitterbug. Yeah,
wonderful. Well, thank you.
So I have
Donna.
To thank you because that's how I got it.
Well, see that, Michael.
All right.
Like yeah.
And it's
apples.
All because she listens.
There you go.
Thank
that's
you.
Right.
Those were the days.
Yep.
Well, thank you for a lovely show.
Thank
you.
Good to talk to you, Donna.
Okay, yep. Talk to you thank soon, you. Donna. Say hi to Rick.
Okay, will do.
All right,
do.
Thank you. All right, here we're going to break. Come back. I'm going to give you the show wrap up and who's coming on next week.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
National Braille Press supports a lifetime of opportunity for blind children through Braille literacy and provides access to information that empowers blind people to actively engage in work, family, and community affairs. As a Braille publisher, NBP offers a large variety of Braille book publications for its adult audience. Everything from literature, poetry, and quotation collections to books on how to use technology. NBP technology books are written by blind authors for blind tech users. Android, Apple, Windows, and more on computer and device how-tos. You can become an expert. Don't let technology be a wall, but become part of the digital world. For more information about National Braille Press, visit nbp.org or call 617-266-6160.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, remember me? This is Gary. Once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. You just can't beat that. And we have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And now we have a catering for you and your parties. So call your local Sonny's Barbecue today. And don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. So go to our website today. That's sunnysbbq.com. That's spelled sunnysbbq.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And what can I say? We are back. Yes, we are. But let me turn the show right now over to my beautiful wife,
right,
Lynn Gold.
Because he knows I'm sitting here with my show wrap-up to tell you who's, by the way, thank you guys for coming again.
Yes,
it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, so next week, as some of you know, many of you know, and some of you don't know, that every year we do an annual Memorial Day tribute. And it's always with co-host Gary Sinclair. That's just tradition. So that's what's going to happen next week, Memorial Day tribute. Our guest callers will be Joe Bogart, who is the executive director of the Blinded Veterans Association. So we're very happy to say that. We look forward to meeting Joe. And we are also going to have Vernon Humphrey, PhD. And Vernon called in last year. And Vernon is an advocate for people with disabilities as well as the second vice president of the National Association of Blinded Veterans. And then we also, well, if she feels up to it, Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey, who is a Navy veteran, I believe.
Yes, she was. She was in the Second World War.
She's in her 90s. So hope you'll join us next week for our Memorial Day special.
That's Betty was on the ships taking care of the soldiers.
Wow.
That's
that
what
is awesome.
Second World War,
yep.
Hard to believe. Memorial
Day coming
work. Up already.
It's Memorial Day next week?
Next weekend. Yeah. It's Memorial weekend already. Wow.
You don't have any other plans or anything, do you, Chris?
Well, my daughter graduating.
From preschool?
From
preschool.
Wow. You done good.
I don't know. It's scary.
Gosh.
She graduating and she getting bigger and older and smarter.
Well, I'm glad they didn't hold her back.
She's going to get bigger and older and smarter even more. Yeah. Hey, don't forget to tell her about Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah, I will. These were marvelous. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, the drink is better, actually. We were eating Yoo-Hoo chocolate candy bars tonight.
Me-he for Yoo-Hoo.
I remember the drink, for sure.
Isn't it? It was good. I still buy it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yoo-Hoo.
So you've been listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And by the way, any part of this radio show that you missed, any show you missed over the last few years, you can go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We've been on now more than 2 years. Well, Blind and Beyond's been on more than 2 years.
Yeah, Michael and I, we've been doing this for years.
We're talking like back to VHS tape, you know?
No,
Betamax.
Beta. Beta. Real to real.
Yeah.
There's more than 100 shows that are on the archives.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, guys, out there in Radio Land, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening.
And don't forget to visit our Facebook page, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and all the shows are archived at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Have an awesome week.
Take care.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
God bless you all. Stay well.
Are you going to play some?
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you